Now, in metastatic disease right now, as you were talking about before, right now, really the standard of care is chemotherapy plus bevacizumab, usually FOLFOX. Some people use regimens that contain irinotecan, but I think the most common regimen is FOLFOX-bevacizumab. In a patient who you're going to treat either preoperatively or postoperatively, how do you deal again with this issue of surgical healing?
Yeah. First of all, we know that whatever chemotherapy we administer, let's say in a preoperative liver metastasis scenario, we can inflict injury to the liver as one point. It's independent of bevacizumab or whatever biologic you're
That's the
talking about.
chemotherapy.
Just the chemotherapy component can do that. And we have learned that irinotecan, for instance, causes more steatohepatitis, which is associated with a higher morbidity and mortality after liver resection. Some trials, oxaliplatin can cause some kind of interference with vessel structures, which actually can cause portal hypertension syndrome, splenomegaly, etc. Even 5-FU can cause steatosis. So most of these effects are not necessarily associated with increased morbidity or mortality, but we do see the effect on the liver. This, by definition, means that we should limit the duration of our therapy as much as we can because we don't want to produce liver injury. In the context of bevacizumab, again, bevacizumab should be discontinued 6 to 8 weeks before planned major surgery. So if you start with FOLFOX bevacizumab, make sure that at least some of the last cycles omit bevacizumab before planned surgery.
So just give the chemo.
Just give the chemo. Start, let's say, with FOLFOX bevacizumab for 3-4 cycles and then stop bevacizumab, continue with FOLFOX for another 2 cycles, and then have the patient go to surgery.
And again, what about post-op? You know, when can you safely start the bevacizumab?
The trial data that we see, and this is quite well validated, means that we can start bevacizumab 4 weeks after surgery.
What about the issue of quality of life when patients receive bevacizumab? It is an antibody. What we've seen in the past is you don't see the chemotherapy side effects, nausea, vomiting, hair loss. How do people feel when you add bevacizumab in? Does it make them tired? What's the effect on quality of life?
I mean, bevacizumab is one of the subjectively best tolerated drugs we have. That's the reason why we can conduct placebo-controlled trials, because the vast majority of patients, they don't notice whether it's placebo or bevacizumab. I mean, you could not do that with cetuximab, for instance, where you have a rash, or with other agents that cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, whatever. So a drug like bevacizumab, which has very little subjective side effects, is perfect for placebo control. So quality of life in general is excellent.
I know, it's funny. I was talking to an oncologist the other day. He was telling me about a patient who was on a trial for prostate cancer, which was chemotherapy plus or minus bevacizumab. It was double blind. And he was telling me about this patient. And I said, well, what do you think? Is this patient on bevacizumab? He said, I have no idea. I said, what about the blood pressure? No, you know, I just cannot tell. It's amazing. When it reminds me a little bit of hormone therapy where it's, you know, kind of hard to tell that people are even on the treatment.
Yeah. It's interesting when you talk about blood pressure, because in the pivotal trial, which was blinded, of course, placebo-controlled trial, even the placebo group developed hypertension on therapy. It was actually, so the effect was not only on bevacizumab, but there is probably a group of patients where we just don't care and don't record the blood pressure. And in the context of a clinical trial, we suddenly become aware that 10% of patients on IFL develop blood pressure.
Well, you wonder too whether stress and just come to an oncologist's office drives your blood pressure
up. Correct. Very true. So that's why it's even more difficult to use blood pressure as one of those deciding factors. Is it placebo or bevacizumab?
Fascinating.